Backseat Box Office, episode number 43 for the weekend of July 15th through the 17th, 2011.
Fantastic. And so the longer we go, the more the whiskey hits.
The more whiskey gets consumed. So the moral of the story is the longer we drag this out, the drunker Jonathan will get. That means maybe, honestly, just maybe, his picks will suck this week if we can play our cards right.
I was smart. I made my picks right at the start of this.
Maybe you won't be able to
read your
picks.
I made my picks before taking my first shot.
We'll talk you out of them.
Yeah. Honestly, if we go any, like, because I have at least two more shots I could do, and so if we go any longer, I'm going to have to go. Before we introduce ourselves, I'm going to have to go get some more.
But. All right, let's introduce ourselves. Let's go, Tony.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Andrew.
Oh, this is Jonathan.
It's also Giggles. Known as Giggles McGee.
Exactly. We are the Backseat Producers. You're listening to, wait, what show is this now? Backseat Box Office.
Backseat Box Office.
That's right.
Featuring Giggles McGee.
This is why I don't record with BSP, because I'll just giggle my way through the whole damn thing. Drinking on there is required.
Yeah.
It's true.
There has been a significant lack of alcohol in our recording sessions lately.
Getting old?
No, we've actually just been discussing movies. It's weird.
That sounds like something an old person would do.
I know. So, I've got a little bit of business to take care of before we jump in.
Oh, shit. We have business?
Business.
I swear to God, that's the first business. Time that has ever been uttered on this show.
I know. I am shocked.
All right. 40 episodes in, and we finally have business.
Business.
It's happening right here. So, two things. First, if you are a Backseat Producers listener, or maybe you've never listened to Backseat Producers because you are overwhelmed by the girth of information and the number, the length of the run of the podcast, as it were.
Perhaps you're just afraid of how wrong they truly can be.
That could be true.
As a longtime listener,
well,
they're wrong a lot.
There have been occasional calls and questions as to, hey, I went back to try to listen to episodes, but iTunes only pulls in the last 50 episodes. Well, that is a limitation that we artificially put on the feed because sometimes feeds don't like lots of information. And once you get over like 200, well, over like 100 episodes, things can get dicey sometimes. So we put the artificial cap of 50. Well, to facilitate people being able to use their iTunes or other podcatchers to listen to those old episodes, I've created seasons of the Backseat Producers that you can go subscribe to. There are feeds available for seasons 1 through 6. We are currently in season 6. And the seasons actually have logical breaks in content. Sometimes it's the introduction of a new host. Sometimes it's changing the name of the frickin' podcast. Sometimes it's, we went on a really long hiatus right before this, and now we're trying to catch up, so we're releasing a whole bunch of episodes all at once, and that was just a good place to put a logical break. You can go to backseatproducers.com/feeds, and you can see the full listing of all the feeds that are available to subscribe to. For example, you can subscribe to just Backseat Box Office if you like. You can subscribe to just Backseat Reality, or just Backseat Quickies, or, God forbid, just Backseat Producers. There's also
go
a listing.
Go back to the olden days.
Yeah, you can also go back and subscribe to Season 1 and get the first, I think it's the first 30-some episodes of Fanboy Smackdown.
Nice.
You can subscribe to Season 2, where you will hear me fumble through On the Lot, the reality show On the Lot. Then you'll have The Hiatus, where my daughter was born. And then you will have the introduction of Adam, when he was still called Adam.
None of this David BS.
Yeah. Season 3, you'll hear the beginning of Backseat Producers. Season 4 is the coming of Daryl. Actually, I think I called that Enter the Daryl.
Enter Daryl.
No, Enter the Daryl. Yeah. Like Enter the Dragon.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
I got the reference.
No, it was,
and I just butchered it.
Yeah, I know, and I understand why. That's like, it's...
It was intentional.
Season 2 is... Part of the title of Season 2 is The Coming of Adam.
That could be the name of almost every episode, though,
yes.
Really.
Yeah. It really could.
Really.
And currently we're in Season 6, and Season 6 will last until Episode 200.
Which will be at Archon.
Which, at the rate things are going, it will be at Archon.
We don't even have to fake it for it to be at Archon?
I think I need to release one episode. We need to record like one off episode and release like a special episode sometime between now and October. Which I've
outside
got
outside of regular continuity.
Yeah, outside of continuity, a one shot. We got to put a one shot in there somewhere, which shouldn't be difficult. There's actually a few people that I may record with on the side, and put that in regular continuity to.
You sure you don't want to have, like, a fan episode?
That is maybe another good idea.
It worked so well last time.
That's what I was thinking.
Hey, let's do that. So that means something I don't have to do anything with. Maybe even if the fans... You know what? If the fans edit the episode, that would be even better.
Got to find some fans, some editing skills. Oh, yeah. I think you should... Yes. This is a doable plan. I feel good about it.
I just got a really good idea, but I do not have the time to pull it off.
Do that. If you go, you guys should recruit Luke to do his, that guy.
Oh, that
the Red
good.
Letter Media
the movie.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't have
a review of the Backseat Producers. That would be fantastic.
Our That's coffers good. Are not deep enough to hire Luke to do that.
Kickstarter.
Booyah. Get on that. That is your task for the week, Jonathan. Make that happen.
Because that Plinkett review episode from podcast is
that was brilliant. Just,
oh my god, I laughed so hard
when he likened me to a terrorist.
Yeah,
that was
for releasing this.
Oh, I almost had to pull over. I was driving when that happened. I was laughing out loud driving, and it was bad. I almost had to pull over.
I also enjoyed when he talks about Eric's habit of collecting other people's baby teeth.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that was a great episode. I had one other thing that has now slipped my mind. It'll come to me.
I've mentioned it on the forum before, and Tony, you and I have talked about it a little bit. There's a movie website called iCheckMovies.com.
Yes.
I don't know if this is worth keeping in the show or not, but they're upgrading their website soon.
Oh, really?
And they're going to be allowing personalized lists that you can share.
That's hot.
Yeah. So because I like the site and the guys seem cool, I donated to they're doing like this drive right now to get a new server, and I donated to it, which means I get up like a year as a premium member. So we may have to put a list of all of the movies the Backseat Producers has done before on there so that we can go in and
that would be
check
excellent.
Off what we've seen and haven't.
That would be excellent. I remember now what the other piece of business I had was.
Look at that.
You gave me time.
I am a memory jobby god.
You're something, all right.
All right, so we have Backseat Reality. I'm sorry, not Backseat Reality. Backseat Quickies, which is about a month old now. Scott has been doing basically quick and dirty movie reviews. Some of them have been anime. Some of them have been theatrical releases. The thing is our intention was always that Scott would do most of them. He and his friends would do most of them, but we also are opening it up so that anybody can participate. Since I know the people that listen to this podcast specifically know how to participate, you guys send emails, you send voicemails, you record MP3 files and send them in. I know you guys know how to do that kind of stuff, so you can't fool me anymore. You can actually go out to the Spooky Outhouse website, go to the forum, And there's a listing there where you can communicate with Scott. You can basically sign up for upcoming movies that are being released, and you can be the one providing the quickie in the backseat. If you know you're going to Captain America opening weekend, let's say, or Harry Potter, because, you know, that's coming out this week, you can go out, sign up on the website, say, hey, I want to be the one to provide the Harry Potter review. You get the information to Scott. He'll take care of all the post-production on it. You don't have to do anything other than provide the recording. He'll take care of putting all the music on it, everything else, and getting the file to me so that we can get it out onto the server and released the following week. So I am calling out all of you, especially those of you who have emailed me MP3 files. Make that happen. Because Scott's doing a great job, but it doesn't have to be just him.
Father Beast, Mentally, we're looking at you too.
Father Beast, Mentally, Tad, Jeff, I know you guys all know how to send email me MP3 files. We also have Dropbox available, so you guys can Dropbox stuff in too. That can happen.
I keep meaning to contribute to that, but I haven't wanted to do a solo one, and I rarely see movies with other people, so.
You record every week with two other guys. You guys could get together and do one.
Yeah, do you understand how much work it is to get those two assholes onto the mic at the same time?
Well, with one or the other.
You know, I didn't, but I'm going to guess I do now.
Well, you could just grab one or the other. It doesn't have to be both.
Which one do you like best?
Tell us. Rank them.
That's like asking me to pick my favorite child.
That's not hard. I can do that in a heartbeat. Go ahead.
But you don't have children, so pick one of those two.
My favorite cat, then.
My favorite kid is Daniel. Go ahead.
Motherfucker, you only have one cat. One kid. I don't know how many cats you have.
See, it's easy. I think your favorite's Alex. But, you know, your lady friend Sam is the new hotness. Mm.
This is true. It's hard
so
to...
So does that make Alex the old and busted?
Kind of is. I mean, he's been around since the start, and it's like, dude.
He seems to be becoming a lot more curmudgeon-y quicker than anybody else.
I don't know. Sam can get really ragey and cranky sometimes.
You get ragey.
That's that spice you need. That's that.
But Alex,
that little bit of like oomph in your relationship.
Alex is like every time you bring up you want to talk about a sports game, man, he is all up in your grill about it. So I was playing a game. Well, that's how it should be. That's not unusual at all. They all do that.
How is that good? What is that about?
I don't see what your problem with this is.
Whoa!
This is like a conversation about the weirdest, like. Polygamist relationship I've ever heard.
That's all right. That segues nicely from the last podcast I did tonight. So it's a running theme for me tonight.
If you don't understand all the references right now, you need to go back and check out The Way of the Game because
big hand love.
It doesn't matter if Jonathan's talking about Tiger Woods, Madden, baseball game. It doesn't matter. Alex has the same response to all of them.
Speaking of, Sam does too, namely
exasperation that we're talking about yet another sports game.
I agree with Sam.
That's true.
He was doing that, I think it was 74 I was listening the other night, and when he was saying that, I was like, oh, I'm right there with him. Every time he started talking about sports, I'm like, oh, my soul is draining out of me.
Look, I have varied tastes, people.
I know, but they're video games. I don't get the whole sports thing on video games. If, you know, go play sports.
There are a few that this is not the right place for this topic, so.
No, but it's fun.
I'm just saying, there are a few games that, like, okay, I would rather go out and throw around a baseball or, you know, have someone pitch and I hit or I pitch and they hit or whatever. You can't really play baseball properly, but I don't care. I would rather spend time outside doing that.
I think the question we need to ask here, though, Jonathan, is do you prefer to pitch or catch?
I knew you were going to go there, Tony.
I'm a switch hitter.
Oh, Lord. Go on with your point, Jonathan.
But there are also games like football. Like, I would rather watch and or play a video game of football than I would actually try to get together 85 guys that you need to have on the field.
85? What type of crazy Australian rules football are you watching?
Look, you need a lot of people. Injuries, right? I don't know. I'm a nerd. Shut up.
Hey, you know what? Like, when I want to experience football, I just listen to Scott Sigler's The Starter. You can sign up on iTunes right now, on patiobooks.com.
You need to send him this and be like, where's my paycheck?
Yeah, I'm kidding. But start with the rookie.
When we were younger, we used to play, like, you know, family gatherings or with friends. We'd play, like, you know, touch football or two-hand touch or whatever. And this point, though, if we were to try to do that now, you know, there'd be about 30 minutes of you know, putting on braces and stuff at this point in our lives. And then afterwards, it'd be like an hour of applying Icy Hot.
See, that's what I'm saying. There are certain sports, racing, football, hockey.
I'm okay with racing.
You're just better off playing a video game than trying to do it yourself for fear of death and injury.
And with racing, I'm completely with you.
Yeah, but they're like basketball, baseball to a degree, mostly just because watching and or playing baseball is about as boring as anything else. Like,
I enjoy playing baseball.
I enjoy it like in the stadium.
Yep.
When, like, the tequila bar is right behind me.
Oh, yeah. No, I enjoy
best, but for just sitting and watching on TV,
oh, no.
Mind-numbing boring.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can, at least when you're watching it on TV, you can go do other stuff. But well, if you're playing it on the video game, well, you are, because, like, there's the crack of the bat, and so you have that opportunity to turn around and watch.
So the DVR is for, happens. You can fast-forward through all the boring stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when you're playing a video game of baseball, you don't even have that opportunity. You have to be there for every goddamn pitch. So, well, you know.
And I'd like to point out, you know, you'd mentioned this was kind of off topic. I'd like to point out, this is the podcast where we discuss the third eel of the apocalypse for a solid 15 minutes.
And the handkerchief code.
Oh, my God. and jelly bracelets.
That was quite possibly one of the best episodes we've ever done, though.
Yeah, that was a great episode, I think. The handkerchiefs were pretty good, but mainly it was the people calling in.
So
that was brilliant.
Clearly, yeah. We need to be nominated for some kind of award so that we can submit an episode for award consideration.
And include that?
And just include that episode. Take nothing else but, like, the 10-minute conversation about the jelly bracelets and the handkerchief code and people calling in to tell you you're wrong.
To tell me I'm wrong, right. Brilliant. No, that was brilliant. Because, you know, we have a non-live show and people are calling in live. It's great.
I was kind of considering, I haven't played with it, but I was considering playing with the new Google Plus Hangout feature.
Yeah.
To see if we could get people to hang out with us and, like, participate. Hey, Rich wants to hang out with us now and give us his picks, and it's just like a stream of profanity.
Sounds about right.
I approve. Let's do this now.
We have to test it first.
Yeah, and I haven't screwed around with Hangouts at all.
Yeah.
Live testing right now.
No.
Rich, where are you, buddy? Oh, wait, you can't hear us.
Because
we're not live.
We also haven't talked about movies at all yet.
I got people calling in last time. That's true. I can get them to hang out. Let's do it.
That's true.
So, why would we talk about movies, Tony?
Let's make that happen.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. You know, I did really well. So, screw you.
One of us did.
So, you know how you were talking?
Actually, two of us did. It was... And I didn't do that bad, really. I mean, come on.
It's a weird day when 20-whatever.
22.
Yeah.
I was the one who did bad and got a 22. there were early days of this podcast where if we got 22s, we'd be like high-fiving each other, high-fiving each other.
Woo, we didn't get a 15.
those were in the bad days of the year when you're like, well, I don't know what anything's going to do. Screw it.
Yeah, those days are coming soon, so.
They'll be back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we talked, I don't know, maybe a month ago about Pirates, the most recent Pirates movie setting worldwide records. Well, Transformers went crushing through them this past week.
Oh, man.
Transformers came in at number one with 47.1 million. Domestically, it's made 273 million. Foreign, it's made 406 million for a combined total of $679.2 million so far.
That's
it was
amazing.
Released on June 29th, so do the math. That's what, 14 days? 15 days?
Insane.
Yeah.
So, Michael Bay, cha-ching. Horrible Bosses debuted at number two with 28.3 million. Zookeeper debuted at number three. Kevin James bringing his Monkey Love with 20 million. Cars 2 dropped to number 4, bringing in 15.2 million. And Bad Teacher, number 5, 8.9 million. Larry Crown dropped a little bit faster than Bad Teacher. It's at number 6 with 5.9 million. Jonathan, just go ahead and do your dance.
Hey. Can't argue with perfect, right?
It's the weakest dance I've seen yet.
Wow.
Come on, you've been drinking? Come on. Give him some energy.
He's got all mellow now.
Yes.
Don't make me take my pants off.
He'll do it.
Thanks to a laundry mishap, I might be going commando right now. So,
because I thought we had a pretty firm rule around here: no pants while podcasting.
Well, I mean, they're workout shorts. Does that count?
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. We don't have to censure you or any other dissident reaction.
I mean,
yeah, you're okay.
They are. Well, we're not going there, so
we don't have to refer you to Marge in HR.
No.
Okay. So how'd you do?
Oh well, you just read my list, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. I came with the 24. I guess he's done with that.
I've been winning so much that I don't want to gloat. You know, I will be the gracious winner. Just making good on my star talents. That's all.
I think all the listeners saw what you just did there.
it was subtle.
it was subtle.
You have a very subtle way of being a dick.
Subtle like a poke in the eye. All right. I came in second amongst the hosts. I had 24. I had 1 through 4 exactly spot on. I had Larry Crown at number 5. It was actually number 6. Bad on me. Lost 1 point there for a 24. Tony?
Yeah, mathematically, there is really only one way to get a 24 in this.
Yeah, that's...
It's to have the last... Your fifth place pick actually end up in 6th. That is the only way you can do it.
Yeah, and until they start putting half places in there. Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that. that's you have to read the really, really, really small print in the rules, but it's there.
I think we should invite a whole new branch of maths just for this show. We're halfway there.
I will make them up because, I mean, what better job is there for someone? What better person to make up new math than someone who doesn't like the old math?
That's true. Yeah. Though, at this point, the math is working in your favor.
That's true.
But he's not doing the math.
That's also true.
I mean, even last week, he was very clear last week. He was using the numbers, not the math.
that is accurate.
I'm confused now.
My picks, I had one first place and fourth place right. I had swapped second and third. I actually picked Horrible Bosses in third and Zookeeper in second instead of the other way around.
You fool.
I thought I had good logic in that. Apparently not. And I had picked Larry Crown in fifth as well, and it was in sixth. So I had a 22 for the week. Normally, that would be a pretty good score.
But not
during
this,
the Oscar
not
season,
right
that
now.
Would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. During the Oscar season... you guys would be just bowing down and saying, man, how did you do that?
That's true.
Wait a minute. If we're bowing down to a 22, then does that mean I've ascended to godhood with a 25?
Not in the summer box office season, no.
Well, no, not right now.
Now you are slightly above
but if
par.
We hit the 25 during Oscar season, do...
That's pretty
that
good.
That's ascension? Really good.
That As
really
I remember, good. We went from... when was our first... 25 for anyone on the entire show wasn't it like in April?
No, March, April? First 25 in the show was the first show of the year. That okay. Remember, I started the year when we started the new scoring system with the 25.
I think he's right.
I'll be honest, that was a long time ago. It was like 7 months ago by my
I know you're trying to block the painful memories, but...
No. I thought we had gone longer.
It then was a long time, I believe, before we got another 25.
Because we started the show in October, right?
Yeah.
You guys started in October. I had... started in September.
So we went from basically October to the new year with no 25s. Then you got one in January, and then there was another long drought.
Yeah, the first 100% was at the same time that we started the new scoring.
Well, the new scoring system started then, so that... There was no possibility of a 25 before.
But you know what I mean. There's no 100%
before then either.
Right. Yeah.
Our first 100 and our first 25 were at the exact same time.
Yes.
So we're still using percentages to transition people.
Right. And so, obviously, Jonathan continues to dominate Tony in the overall scores. He's now ahead by 22 hundredths of a point. So, watch out, Tony. You're not going to be able to make that up.
I don't know. That's a huge, huge gap.
Well, I have
to keep it for a month, right? 2 months?
Month and a half. About a month and a half. Yeah,
for me,
we have 6 or 7 weeks left, I believe, in this current season, if you will, of Backseat Box Office.
And I'm 43 hundredths of a point behind Jonathan, so you know I'm out in right field. But however, Tony, I am hot on your heels.
You are. You are not the only one.
It's true.
Rich and Father Beast are 1/100th of a point behind me. They're tied.
See, I just need to get ahead of Rich before we stop. I got 6 weeks to get ahead of Rich. It's really my goal. That's doable. Anyway.
It's only 2/10. I don't know what that translates to in real numbers, but...
For those of you wondering why do these guys keep going on and on about stuff, it's because we only have 2 new movies to talk about this week.
And neither of them are terribly interesting.
Well, one I think is very interesting, but there's really nothing to be said about it. Except it's Harry Potter.
Not interesting.
I think the one interesting thing there is to say about it has nothing to do with the movie, but has to do with the fact that it has already sold out over 5,000 midnight showings and has already gotten $32 million in ticket sales. And the movie has not been released yet.
I need to fix my number 2 pick then.
Yeah. Possibly. Did you put Potter second?
I figured Transformers could pull it out.
You go with that. Good plan.
I think we're going to enact the Cars rule with this one.
Yeah, the Green Lantern rule.
The
original Transformers was going to do better than Harry Potter 7.2.
Yeah, that's
honestly, I thought it was a good idea.
This movie is going to break the box office.
This is another, if you don't put this in number one, we'll fix it for you.
Yep. Situation. Yep.
Yeah, because, Harry Potter is going to crush everything. It's true. It's something ridiculous, like $350 a share on HSX right now. It's in 4,000-plus theaters. I can hear the dump trucks backing up to dump all the money out. On Emma Watson and Daniel Radcliffe and all the rest of them.
Yeah, that movie's going to be ridiculous.
The only real disappointment about that is that with all that money, you can pretty much guarantee that Emma Watson's never going to do porn.
That's heartbreaking.
It's an interesting way to look at it, I guess.
Sorry. I probably shouldn't drink before these recordings anymore.
No.
I was going to say that hadn't occurred to me until you mentioned it, but...
You go ahead and keep drinking.
This is one of those... I usually have a filter... situations.
Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous how much money it makes. It's going to do better than Transformers.
Somebody somewhere is going to be pulling a Scrooge McDuck with all of the money that's going to be rolling.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It will easily break $100 million. I'm going to look up real quick. I don't remember what part one opened at. But
so, actually, we had a question posed to us during... It was shortly after the Backseat Producers recording tonight. I was in the chat room speaking with Becca and Jeff. And Jeff asked the question, what do we think? Do we think that Harry Potter can beat Dark Knight's box office weekend record of $158 million?
Yes.
It is ostensibly the same weekend because it was July 18th, mm-hmm. I believe, was its opening date, and that was in 2008. So mm-hmm. basically the same time period weekend-wise. It's just a three-day weekend, and it made $158 million in its opening weekend. Do we think it can beat it?
Part one made $125.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you figure that anybody who had their doubts about part one will have seen it by now mm-hmm. and will then thus go to the theater, and then there are going to be the people who just want to catch the final movie in the theater. Like, even if they've never seen any of the other ones, there are those people that are just like, I want to be there for the end.
And yeah, it's, like, it's an event, yeah. so I must be part of it.
That's
yeah.
right. There's a lot of people who may have watched them on DVD and be like, all right, it's the last one. I'm going to see it.
Well, to yeah. be fair,
it'll at the very least make 140. I wouldn't be surprised if it made 160 or more.
To be fair, the sixth movie disappointed a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was a letdown for a lot of big Harry Potter fans that they went so far afield of the content and the feel of the book. And so I think a lot of people were even gun-shy of Harry Potter 7 Part 1 because it was the same director.
Right.
And, I mean, I know a lot of people that were like, yeah, I saw that sixth one, and I don't know if I'm down for the seventh. Well, now they've had a chance to see it either in the theaters or on DVD or however they're going to consume it. And, you know, I think this has a potential to – definitely has the potential to beat – Dark Knight.
I think it will definitely beat Dark Knight.
So we have.
I will go on record because you know what else? Harry Potter's going to be in 3D.
That's true.
Mm. It's going to be an extra. Besides, you know, the inflation over the last 3 years, it's going to be picking up extra. What, $3 per ticket for the 3D?
Dark Knight was also in IMAX, but there are a whole lot more 3D screens than there were IMAX screens.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah,
I don't think we'll see 200, but I definitely think we'll see Dark Knight fall.
I think 175 is not out of reach.
We're planning on seeing it this weekend, so
yeah,
ching plus two.
We got a call for we talked to my folks earlier, and they're like, yeah, we haven't seen the kids for an extended period of time for a month. We want them one evening this weekend. We're like, hey, you know what that means? We get to go see Harry Potter on opening weekend.
Yep.
That was literally my reaction to them saying they wanted the kids to spend the night.
Perfect timing, Mom. What time?
Fantastic. Yeah,
we'll have them there at 7.
What time's the showing? We'll be there an hour ahead of time.
Yep. All right, so yeah. The other movie...
I guess I'm the one weekend. Guy who isn't going to see Harry Potter.
No, Aaron, you and Aaron Head, the two of you curmudgeons, are not going to go see it.
Weirdos.
I haven't seen any of the other movies.
DVDs, man. My dad, I don't believe my father has seen any of them in the theater, but he's borrowed all 7 from us, and he's planning on going to go see it.
I don't know. Harry Potter just never held any interest for me. And now my thing now is that since there are 7 movies and there's going to be an 8th, I'm like, I don't even want to spend the time to catch up. Whatever.
Well, maybe, you know, if Harry Potter's not quite up your alley for this weekend, maybe.
I might seriously go see Winnie the Pooh this weekend.
There you go.
I could do that.
Nothing wrong
with
it.
Winnie the Pooh came back out on DVD like 5 years ago or whatever. I bought it on release day because I'm like, fuck yes, Winnie the Pooh.
he's a classic, man. How can you not like the Pooh?
And it really looks like they've tried to capture the look and feel of the classic stories.
Yep.
And they're saying this is a new story, so I think it's got a little bit of a surprise element there too. What is it going to be like? And have they really recaptured the feel of Winnie the Pooh?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this just another Disney money grab?
It could be both.
To be fair, it is a business, so...
Yeah. The odd thing is it's being distributed by Buena Vista, which I know they're owned by Disney, but...
Really? That's interesting.
That's how it's listed, yeah.
It's not listed as a active Disney movie. So,
well, because they don't, I don't know what they, that they means, don't want it considered, they don't want it considered part of the Disney animation stable.
Hey, but all, it's Winnie the Pooh.
All I know is that John Lasseter is the producer, so it's going to be good.
That gives it John tons of points. Producer.
John Cleese, Craig Ferguson, both are actors, voice actors.
Yep. John Cleese going to do the narration, which, unfortunately, you know, I love John Cleese, but I'm sure he'll be doing this straight, so.
Yeah.
I love crazy John Cleese.
It's already done $6 million worldwide.
That's not bad.
That's, I don't know how many screens, but yeah.
Probably about what it's going to make this
how
weekend.
I was going to list it. Oh, wait, no, I wrote it in pen. Damn.
All right, so let's get to the picks.
Jonathan.
Make it happen.
Harry Potter, Transformers, Winnie the Pooh, Horrible Bosses, Zookeeper. You get to randomly assign numbers to those. No.
Wait. Oh, yes!
Win.
It is ours!
Zookeeper, number one. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter, number five. Eight.
No. You had them all in your top five. I will give it a five. The rest, I don't care. I don't care how you sort the rest of them.
I have a difference of opinion.
I do too.
I'm sure you do. But to establish, yes, that was in order from one to five.
I'm sure
that'll get cut.
I'm not cutting that. That's like work.
Tony's editing.
I'm editing.
Yes. Brilliant. I'm done. I'm good.
All right.
I don't even need to give my reasons because I think they're pretty goddamn obvious. So, there
number
you go.
Number one, Harry Potter. Obviously. Transformers, number two. Horrible Bosses, number three. Zookeeper, number four. Cars, number two, number five.
Really? So you're not even
Winnie
putting Winnie
is going
to
break the top five.
I think it could, but I'm leery of it.
Wow.
I would rather take the chances of Lufus in a point for not having the Pooh in the top five than having it.
Here's the trick. If Winnie the Pooh comes in at number two, you lose 4 points.
It's not going to.
Each of your pieces coming in down.
It's not going to come in number two.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to argue.
Don't argue with him.
Your decision right there is dumber than me saying that you can randomly assign numbers to these.
So here's the thing. Transformers had 47 million. If it drops 50% again, it'll be at 24 million.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that confident that Pooh's going to make more than 24 million this weekend?
No, I don't. That's why I put Winnie the Pooh at number three.
But you're saying if it comes in number two,
I'm just saying there's that chance. There is a chance that it could come in at number three. And if it comes in at number three,
I'll miss 2 points.
At number two, you'll be off four points. If it comes in at number three, you'll be off 3 points.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, but it also could come in number 12.
It's not going to. It's Winnie the goddamn Pooh.
Yeah, but it's going against Harry Potter. I mean, I have a kid who would enjoy.
No, listen, I have a kid who would enjoy
Winnie the Pooh. Right? He would love it. My kid doesn't want to see Harry Potter. I would take him to go see Harry Potter. But
Winnie
here's the thing:
Pooh's going against Cars 2.
But we're not going to win. But no, you don't hear what I'm saying. We're not going to go see Winnie the Pooh because we're going to Harry Potter, and the kid's going to stay with the in-laws. Tony, you going to take your kids to see Winnie the Pooh this weekend?
Nope.
You going to go to the movies?
Yep.
What are you going to go see?
Harry Potter.
See?
Yeah. Now,
there's a lot of families who are not going to take their kids to see Winnie the Pooh because they're all...
But I don't see families going twice to the... If families are going to go twice to the theater, they'll go once to see Harry Potter and then second time to go see Winnie the Pooh. They're not going to go see Cars 2.
No, but for a lot of families, they're not going to get out twice.
Okay. Whatever. I am going to enjoy mocking you next week.
It's fair. I mean... What was it? Monte Carlo did come in number five the other week.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
So, I'm not saying it's not. It couldn't break the top five. I'm saying it's not going to be number two. It could be in the top five, but I'm willing to take that chance.
I'm not even saying it's going to be number two. I'm just saying you were assuming that you were only going to lose 1 point. If it shows up anywhere above number five, it's going to do. And whatever. No. I'm not arguing with you anymore because. One, you're wrong, and you're just stubbornly that way, and that's fine. You're allowed.
I mean,
two, I'm not going to change your mind, and I don't want to because I'm looking forward to it.
Because for it to come at number four, it's going to have to make over $10 million, which it could do, but I'm not optimistic
could
about
do?
It.
Could do.
It's in what 2,400 theaters?
Whatever.
Yeah, it's in 2,400 theaters.
Okay, I'm gonna go watch it 6 times this weekend just to spite you.
That you can go see it 6 times, man. I don't have to go see Harry Potter 18 gazillion times because it's gonna be a ton.
Yeah, but Harry Potter is the default number one, so that's not even an argument. I don't like where Harry Potter comes on the list doesn't matter at all, because what I'm seeing is that everybody that went to Zookeeper, probably everybody that went to Horrible Bosses, definitely anybody that went to Cars 2. Anybody that went to Bad Teacher, they're all going to go see Harry Potter. Like, consequently, the only, like, Cars 2 is, only Cars 2 is versus Winnie the Pooh. And so that's the only competition that you have this week. I wouldn't be surprised if Harry Potter pulls $200 million next week, and then, like, every other movie pulls in, like, 5.
Including Winnie the Pooh.
All it has to do is 6, and it wins.
So here's the thing. Let's say we're talking. We think that Harry Potter is going to bring in more than
100. This argument is amusing.
I mean, we think that Harry Potter is going to bring in more than 150 million, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's going to be. I'm just going to estimate. But out of the top 12 movies, Harry Potter is probably going to bring in roughly 75% of the weekly box office.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes, they're all going to make less. Including Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, but the thing is the audience for Harry Potter is going to pull from the early teen to late adult set. And the early teen to late adult set is going to be anybody that would be interested in Transformers, anybody interested in Horrible Bosses, anybody interested in Zookeeper, anybody interested in all of the movies on the top 12 except for Cars 2, which has been out for 3 weeks and isn't all that good. So consequently, the only competition this week is between Cars 2 and Winnie the Pooh.
See, now, if it
and you think that Cars 2 is going to win that battle, 4 weeks in, you think that Cars 2 is going to win the battle over Winnie the Pooh.
No, actually,
so much so that it's not even going to make the top 5.
Actually, I think I said the Winnie the Pooh could make the top 5.
You,
that would be number 5.
Hey,
you were wrong.
You know what?
I need
to make time for Tony to make his
top.
I want to make
my picks. Because here's the thing. No.
Time for Tony.
No.
Time for Tony.
Nope.
Time.
Nope. So, because what you're...
Time. I'm going to drop you from this call.
You can, but that's pretty rude. I mean, I let you talk without interrupting you.
Yes, but I was right.
Okay, but no, you're not. Because you're missing out that... You say that Winnie the Pooh and Cars 2, you know, that Harry Potter's not going to pull from those audiences. But you're wrong, because the audience for Cars 2 and Winnie the Pooh have to have parents take them to them. And all those parents are going to be going to go see Harry Potter.
No, I don't see that. Because
how are the kids going to get to the movie without a parent to take them?
All of those parents, if they're going with their kids, are going to go see Winnie the Pooh.
But most of the parents are going to leave their kids at home this weekend.
They will then, when they want to go see Harry Potter, they will go later. They will go later in the
evening. He said Harry the Potter.
Harry the Potter.
Out of the two parents on this podcast, that is true for neither of us. That's true for 0%.
Both are hateful, heartless assholes, and Winnie the Pooh deserves better than you two, and I am okay with that. So,
wow. You are so gay for Winnie the Pooh, it's not even ridiculous.
I think it's because Harry Potter is such a huge event for the very last movie that all those parents are like, yeah, we can go next week to go see him. It'll be fine. We're all going to go to this giant cultural event.
No, because next week I'm going to see Captain America.
Well, that's what I'm going to go see, but I don't know. Yeah,
like I said.
You know what, though? It's two completely different audiences.
Yeah, I said, I want you to be wrong, thus I can... So it doesn't matter what your reasons are, because I am happy that you will be so terribly wrong, because then I can mock you.
So you think
Disney
will break...
Hey, you said you wouldn't interrupt. B...
No, I'm just trying to remember. Where'd you put Winnie the Pooh? I didn't write it down.
3. Okay. B, I don't remember what B is. And C, it's Tony's turn. Which wasn't actually my original C, but...
Go ahead, Tony.
Can I? For real?
Yeah.
All right.
So, I think we're done arguing.
All right. Harry Potter at number 1. Transformers at number 2. Horrible Bosses at number 3. Winnie the Pooh at number 4. And Zookeeper at number 5. I think Winnie the Pooh has the opportunity to make at or maybe even slightly above 10 million. So that's why I'm picking it that way. Those are my picks.
It's a very mellow to like balance out the insanity that came before.
I'm trying to bring us back down.
I don't think there's anything else to say about Winnie the Pooh after that. I think the topic has been discussed.
There's the opportunity that there are some people who are not interested in Harry Potter. Jonathan proves that point. He's not interested in Harry Potter. There's going to be some people who may or may not be interested in Harry Potter, but do want their children to experience Winnie the Pooh.
On opening weekend?
Maybe on opening weekend. Maybe because they realize that opening weekend might be the best time to see it because everybody else is going to Harry Potter.
I don't think there'll be a bad time to go see Winnie the Pooh.
Probably not.
I don't think it's ever going to be such a huge demand that it's going to be, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to be... It would not surprise me to see a number of theaters putting Winnie the Pooh showings like up to like 5 o'clock in the evening, and then switching over to Harry Potter showings for their 7 through like 10, 11 o'clock movies.
You know, I could see that during the week.
I can see it opening weekend, honestly.
Saturday, Sunday. I don't know, man. I could see that during the weekdays.
There are enough sold out shows, I think, already this weekend that I can see come Sunday that likely happening. Maybe even Saturday. If they're just not seeing demand for it.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible. I don't know how likely it is, but there's the possibility of that. So that said, I can't see it making less than 5 million. I think that would be a terrible tragedy if it makes less than 5 million.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's more deserving than that. I could completely see Winnie the Pooh being number 5 this week.
Yeah. Now, that said, I mean, Cars, if it drops, it would have to drop like 60% to be below 5 million. So, I mean, it could still make above 5 million and not come in the top 5.
Yeah, I mean, if Cars 2 drops 50%, it'll be around 7.5 million.
Right. So there's... Either of these scenarios is more likely. I think my scenario or Andrew's is more likely than Jonathan's. I think he's overestimating.
Well, the thing that could save Jonathan is that if Zookeeper drops 66%, I don't know if that's going to happen.
That's true. I mean, there's just no indication of what that movie's going to do. I'm mostly curious of how many screens are being taken away from everything else so that Harry Potter gets on, 4,000 screens?
4,200 plus.
40, Jesus. yeah, those
well,
screens have to come from...
That's not screens.
Right, I'm sorry, yeah. So, how many theaters are dumping...
Other stuff.
Cars, you know, are dumping Cars 2, which right now is still in 4,000 screens.
Theaters.
Theaters, you're right. 4,000 theaters. Zookeeper's in 3,500... Horrible Bosses is in 3,000. Horrible Bosses could pick up a few more theaters. You never know.
Oh, you know, I just saw something that interesting.
And are you going to share it?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what the implications of this new information is.
Okay. You ponder it. We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Because the thing is, I was looking at the theater showings. Winnie the Pooh is only an hour long.
Really?
Winnie the Pooh is 63 minutes long.
Ooh. That is not long at all.
That could mean a lot more showings. How long is Harry Potter?
Oh, I'm sure it's 2 hours.
Oh, I would bet it's probably closer to 3.
Harry Potter doesn't show a time, at least on here.
That could very well make a huge difference.
But Harry Potter is in at least 3 screens. It's definitely on 3 screens. Like at the Cinemark up the street from my house, it's on 3 screens. And I was like, Winnie the Pooh kind of looks like it's on 2, but then I realize it's an hour long.
Wow!
So it still has 6 showings during the day, but it only needs 1 screen to have that many showings.
That very well could give Winnie the Pooh an advantage, even on a lesser number of screens.
Yeah, and also just depending on how many, like you were saying, it'll be interesting how many screens the other movies that are currently out lose.
True.
Because the first Harry Potter movie was on 9,400 screens in 4,125 theaters.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Ah, so it's a little over 2? A
little over 2. I honestly thought it would have been a little bit longer than that, but I am not changing my picks at all.
Well,
can me second guess my picks.
I mean, we've already made them, so I think we're all locked in at this point.
What are you, Regis Philbin now?
I wish, dude. You know how much money that guy has? You seen his house?
Is that your final list?
That would be gay. Yeah.
Great. Now we're gonna have to apologize to the GBLTQBX.
Oh no, not that type of gay. I mean, gay as in happy and cheerful. That type of gay. Sorry. Definition. It'd
be thrilling is what you're saying.
It's happy. That would be happy. It'd make me happy.
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. My list stayed the same.
Yeah, I mean, Tony will probably be right. Winnie the Pooh will probably come in number 4.
I hope I'm right. I need to start getting some get my points back, man. I need to wake up from my Odin sleep. All right. I think we're done-ish.
I think we are. I don't think there's anything else to say.
I think you guys both said a lot.
This is the most definitive Winnie the Pooh argument you will find anywhere on the internets this week.
Look, did I mention that I bought it the instant that I saw it when the first movie was first released on DVD?
You may have mentioned that, yes.
And my wife rolled her eyes, and I'm like, what? It's Winnie the Pooh!
Eeyore's my favorite character. What's your favorite character, Jonathan?
Winnie the Pooh.
Tony?
I kind of like the Tigger.
There you go. I think that talks about our personalities perfectly. Tony's just bouncing around full of energy at how he puts 5 podcasts out every week.
That's right. That's what Tiggers do bestest, huh?
Nice.
Sam's Piglet, then.
Our lady friend Sam is Piglet.
Shouldn't he be Kanga?
No, I like Piglet. Piglet works.
I like him as Kanga and Alex as Roo.
We got Alex is in Sam quite a lot.
We got to get him to cosplay that, obviously.
Clearly, that has to happen. That means now we have to get Alex at Archon also.
Or we could get if we could get Sam into a Kanga outfit, we could just buy a little Rule doll, but then like you know stencil Alex's name onto it.
I'm in for that.
All right. Jonathan, start work on getting Sam into a kink outfit. That's your job for the week.
We're going to get Sam to start participating in Backseat Box Office just by poking at him through this. I'm done. Yeah, I need to go get some sleep.
Every week that he doesn't refute any of the claims we make about him is a week that becomes closer to fact.
Well, that's you know, I think it's a well-defined internet fact that if you don't refute it, it is true.
Yeah.
And it's on the internet.
Everything on the internet is true.
You know what? I think we should be considered a reputable source for information. Somebody needs to put this on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Sam Celestis has his own Wikipedia page now. And the facts that are available are all brought to him by Backseat Box Office. One, Sam should be referred to as my lady friend, Sam.
We are an established media outlet.
Number 2.
43 episodes.
He cosplays as Kanga.
While his co-host Alex cosplays as Roo.
As Roo.
As Roo. I like this.
Facts.
Hard, cold.
Facts can be false.
It's true. Just saying. Just like plans can be bad.
Just saying. All right, I'm done. All right,
see you guys next week.
See you guys next week.
Goodbye.